Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I got a question for you. Yeah. You always have questions for me. I have questions for you.
Oh, okay.
This was something we were just talking about because I will be going on a bachelor party this weekend, going back to Milwaukee.
Yeah,
it's my
nice little 3-day work week you put together. Jeez, between you and Melissa, the two of you worked 3 days this week.
Work smarter, not harder. That's what I always say.
That's not either. You're not working.
Work 3 days, not 5 days. That's what I always say. So what is Milwaukee? Milwaukee's not a cliche, but what's a more common bachelor party site for you? You're not from Chicago. I mean, This is my second one in Milwaukee. My friends have done New Orleans. Mm-hmm. We've done Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Great.
We've done.
I'll be down there in a couple weeks.
We've had friends do Vegas. I didn't go to the one in Vegas. It was like they were there only for a couple days. I couldn't make that one out. That's the cliche one. I did mine at the University of Illinois for a football game. We like tailgated and went back to our college town because beers are cheaper.
That one sounds like the worst.
That one's the best. It was a Charlotte versus Illinois football game, and we didn't even go to the game. We just tailgated. So, what is maybe the most common bachelor party site for you?
For like the one of ones that I've been to?
Yeah.
Man, that's a good question. I don't know if I've ever like doubled up on a location for a bachelor party. And a lot of times the bachelor parties that I've gone to have like either been in like a lot of times like the city that they've gotten married in. So I've been to a few in St. Louis. I've been to a few in Kansas City, Nashville. Oh, we did a distillery tour in Kentucky one year.
My cousin did that.
Oh, so that was the best. That was one of the coolest weekends. It was in the fall, so college football was on. We all watched college football and drank whiskey all day. That was awesome. And we were like camping too.
Oh.
So like, but like in RVs. So not like.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we had like a couple of RVs and we were just watching college football, sipping whiskey and just snacking on snacks. And it was the broiest weekend ever. But I loved it. I loved every second of it.
The one we did in Kentucky was March Madness opening weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So we drove.
Which is a national holiday in Kentucky.
We drove down on a Thursday to go by the University of Louisville while they were playing at night. So we got down at like 8 p.m. The game tipped off at 9. So we went to a college bar and watched it. And it was awesome.
Did you do any distillery tours?
Yeah, we ended up doing, we did Makers.
I did Makers as well. It's awesome. I hand-dipped my own bottle. It was
so cool.
Oh,
you did one of those?
Yes.
We saw one of our guys did hand-dipped a glass. He did his own glass.
Cool.
And I bought Haley a couple of cocktail glasses from there as well that we still have that I love that have like the drink recipes on the side. We did a couple of others that I just can't remember off the top of my head.
Did you do Angel's Envy?
I don't think we did Angel's Envy.
That's my favorite type. That's my favorite brand. Like it's, I don't know. It's just something about it. It's just so good. And I just love it. But it's like more on the pricey end. So
yeah.
Like I can't like continuously, like when, you know, like I can't continuously go out and buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not on the, it's like, it probably runs like $50, $60 or dollars a bottle. I tend to stick with the $30 bottles, you know?
Yeah.
So it adds up. So I don't get it too frequently, but my goodness. Whew-wee. What's the most you would pay for a food item or a drink item?
Like, is it going to be the best thing I've ever had?
You don't know. You think it will be.
This is actually a good question because I've never paid too. I mean, we just had a buddy who just celebrated a birthday, and he posted a picture of what he was ordering, and it was like a 64-ounce ribeye or something, and he's paying $134. And to me, I was like, wow, that's a lot. But
for just the...
Just that.
Wow, that is a lot.
And so part of me says, for food more than drink, because I feel like drink, if I'm paying more, like if you were telling me you're making me a cocktail and the cocktail is $30, I'd be like, cool. If you're telling me it's $50, that's when I'm kind of getting on the...
Yeah,
that's
because you're like, how much fluid am I actually getting in this cocktail?
Like, is this going to be all umbrellas, all this other stuff?
Yeah,
like,
and it's like the ice cube's going to be massive, and I'm just going to get a little bit of lit. Like, that's the thing with cocktails. I feel like you get you can easily get skimped with a cocktail, and you could pay, you know, $30 and get a 2-ounce shot.
Exactly.
Really.
So I think for cocktails, I would say the most I'd pay is about, I'd say like $40.
Okay.
But unless
for a cocktail, you said?
For a cocktail, $40.
$40 for one cocktail.
I would, if for the experience of it, because my guess is the reason I'm hearing of this cocktail and going is because people have talked about it.
Sure, sure.
And so there's like that element
right.
to it.
I would never buy a $40 cocktail without hearing about it first. However, I recently, at one of our spots here in Chicago, it's a place called the Franklin Room. It's phenomenal. I just think it's great. Good food. Really cool vibe, which you know me, I'm a big vibe guy when it comes to restaurants.
Yep.
They have on their menu a $25 old fashioned.
Okay.
Okay. And you know me, I'm a huge old fashioned guy.
Yep.
So Meredith and I were out at the Franklin Room celebrating, I think it was our anniversary, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that was recently.
Or something. We were celebrating something, maybe a promotion that she got. And I said, you know what? And it was one of those meals where it's like, we're splurging tonight. All right, let's just splurge. Let's go out. Let's get apps.
Yeah.
Let's get two entrees. Let's get a couple of rounds of cocktails.
Yeah.
So I got the $25 old fashioned. I was like, I got to try this thing. Kyle, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was the greatest.
Oh, good.
It was the greatest old fashioned I've ever had.
That's awesome, actually.
To the point where we went back to the Franklin Room again a couple weeks later. We weren't celebrating anything, and I still got it. I still got it.
That's
a lot for a cocktail, though.
It is.
That's like kind of like, that's a lot.
You're splurging, which is, again, I'd splurge on a cocktail. Food, that's where it gets difficult for me because a lot of times on the menu, if I'm looking and I see something like that's expensive, my mind just is like, well, I don't know if I want that much steak. I don't know if I need that much pasta or something like that. And you can always find a cheaper alternative. I would pay more because food, it's harder to skimp on food. I will say we did a tasting experience for our anniversary. These are really big in DC. They're not so much bigger here, where it's like a 15-course tasting menu.
Okay.
And so it's not like you get 15 courses of big food. It's kind of like...
All at one location.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and this was an experience. I forget the name of the place, but we walked in and... Like,
they should have those here with how good the food is in
exactly.
Chicago, right?
Like DC, I asked Haley about this recently where I'm like, why is it so big in DC? And she goes, the culinary scene in DC is just a little bit bigger than it is Chicago, surprisingly.
Really?
Yes.
I guess that makes sense because you have people... It's probably more of a diverse city than Chicago. Chicago is extremely diverse, but I feel like that with it being our nation's capital, there's probably people from all over the world that live and work around DC.
More Michelin star restaurants in DC as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
We actually had this conversation the other day of how many Michelin star restaurants are in Chicago and like various cities like Detroit, Pittsburgh, a bunch of random cities like where the people at our dinner were from. How many do you think are in Chicago?
I think I know the answer, and I think it's surprisingly low, isn't it? Isn't it like only... I'm going to go like five.
Five?
Yeah. Isn't it lower than that, though?
It...
Your reaction also tells me that it was higher because I said there's more in DC. And you're like, really? And if you just look this up.
The number of Michelin star restaurants in Chicago. Michael Jordan. 23.
Really?
23 restaurants
I
in
thought
Chicago.
It was, I thought I heard that it was surprisingly low. Now I'm curious. Am I right on my DC prediction?
New York, I think, is like something like 76 or something.
Are you looking up how many are in DC?
I'm looking up how many are in New York.
DC. This is a podcast where we are just Googling things.
New York has 68.
68? Oh my God. DC has 125.
New York. Wait, what? No, stop.
125. I'm showing Austin my phone right now. One of 20 is
no,
what it says.
You Googled Michelin star restaurants?
Yeah.
New York has 68. There's no way DC has more than New York. You're a liar. It's like, what, does McDonald's have Michelin stars in D.C.?
Which city has the most Michelin-starred restaurants in the world? Number one,
there's
Tokyo.
There's 24 in D.C. There's 24. Where did you get 125?
It said Michelin-starred restaurants, 125.
Yeah, maybe in the country.
It said in D.C. It lied to me. Google lied to me.
I Googled it, and my Google said 24. This is why the internet cannot be trusted.
Don't trust anything.
Right.
But the most I'd probably pay for food, like we did the tasting menu. That's what was the story that we got off on a big tangent about.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Tasting menu.
Yep.
Whole experience.
Uh-huh.
You literally start at the ground floor where yep. you have a couple of drinks, and they give you a couple of random things to taste, like a oyster or like something that was pickly that I remember that was pretty just, good.
Yeah, pickly.
And then you go upstairs and you have a 15-course tasting menu. Like there was like a couple bites of like jambalaya. There's like meat they cut at the table. There was like there's a dessert at the very end.
Yeah.
Delicious. And I want to say those end up being like 125, 150 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the most I would pay. But we have had friends. They do these like where it's not 15. They do like 20, 25 ones at like bigger restaurants that can be like 250 plus per person. We've had friends go and do those.
Yeah, which I get those like because that's an experience. Like that's like you're sampling foods that you wouldn't probably normally get if you're going to the restaurant as like a patron.
Yeah.
I feel like, which first of all, do you like those?
What?
Like the, where they give you a little bit here and, oh, here, try this. Oh, now here's our, this course. Like I like the idea of it, but I feel like when I'm actually there, I'm like, this is not filling me up.
I get very overwhelmed by it because I'm used to not getting the most expensive things on the menu.
Right.
And like the experience.
Like here's the steak tartare. And you're like, okay, that's literally the size of my thumb.
And it's delicious. It's one of those things though. It does weirdly fill you up. Like obviously it's
right. after
not
a while,
the most full.
After a while. Yeah. But like in the moment, I'm like, this is one bite. Like it's like you're eating one bite at a time every 5 minutes.
There were kids sitting behind us. Children. Two. That had to pay for this course, so you know the family has money. And I just heard a couple things. You know, the best comparison I can make to these kids are they are going to Harvard someday. They're the Winklevoss twins, the Winklevi.
Ooh, the Winklevi. So they're going to invent a social media platform and have it get stolen from them.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right.
Don't want to ruin the
if
social network.
If they would have invented Facebook, they would have invented Facebook.
So they were behind me, and I just heard the mom say, well, that's not how she said it, but like that's how I imagined it. Well, remember when we were sitting in Hawaii at the chef's table, and they were impressed with your palate, saying that to the kid. And I just went, I hate everything about it. So the experience.
I didn't know what the word palate meant till I was like in my 20s.
Exactly. I still kind of don't know.
In fact, when you know how like at some weddings, like they'll give you like the sorbet.
Yeah.
You like
to
fancy
cleanse
weddings.
The palate.
Yeah, to cleanse the palate. Like they would bring out the sorbet like after like the salads. And I'm like, why'd they bring out my dessert already? And someone's like, no, that's to cleanse your palate. And I said, my what now?
Yeah, I'm just eating ice cream on the couch.
What am
I'm
I
cleansing my palate.
Well, am I supposed to wash myself with this? Like, what do you mean cleanse my palate?
It's a very weird phrase.
Yeah, the only thing I knew about palates were that's what all the food came in on at Costco. You know, you could buy things by the palate at Costco.
So the experience overwhelms me. I don't hate it, though, if you're doing it once for a big occasion, like an anniversary,
yes,
maybe a
right.
milestone birthday. Like, I wouldn't go to that more than once a year just because I feel, number one, I would lose, like, the experience and the uniqueness of it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I would, again, just feel so uncomfortable the more and more I went that I'm like, I'm not in.
My first year of marriage, I said, you know, I wasn't the most responsible guy. I'm still not the most responsible guy. You can attest to this.
Yeah.
But
I was very quick to answer.
Yeah, I know that was a little too quick. I think you should have thought about it for a second, but, no, but my first year of marriage, obviously 10 years ago, I just celebrated my 10 year anniversary, last week, not to brag. And I was even more irresponsible than I am now.
Yeah.
But after I got married, I'm like, I'm going to be responsible.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, I'm going to book us reservations in advance to a fancy restaurant.
Ooh.
And I'm going to take my lady out for a night on the town.
The lady.
And keep in mind, I'm like, I was like 25 years old and I'm not, I worked in sports talk radio. So clearly that should tell you like the most irresponsible person ever. So I did, but I was proud of myself because I'm like, weeks in advance, I get the reservations down. And to me, back then, the highest echelon of restaurants was Melting Pot. Have you ever been to a Melting Pot?
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
It's my first time going. I'd never been. And honestly, I have a gripe with Melting Pot, just first and foremost. Like, no restaurant should be that expensive when you're cooking your own food, okay? Like, I should get paid to work at, I should get paid an hourly shift to eat at Melting Pot, because you're literally doing all the work.
That's fair, yeah.
But I set the reservations and don't think anything of it, okay? We drive downtown, this is downtown Nashville, 2nd Avenue, drive downtown, park, walk down, and the Melting Pot in Nashville is like kind of like in this like basement, so you have to kind of walk down underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get down there. Dinner reservations for two under Huff at 8 p.m. They say, okay, yes, sure. We're getting the table ready right now. Why don't you have a seat? And we'll call you up. Okay. So we have a seat. 5 minutes pass. 10 minutes pass. 20 minutes pass.
Oh my gosh.
30 minutes pass. 45 minutes pass.
No way.
And I stand up and I said, I'm sorry, I had reservations here. Like, what's going on? And they're like, what was your name? Huff. You guys told us to wait right over here. I'm like, oh, Mr. Huff, we tried calling you for your reservation. It, you know, it was available. We thought you just didn't show up. I said, I've been sitting literally right in front of you. Like, it was, and I was literally right in front of them. Right in front of you this whole time. And they're like, oh, well, we just got your voicemail. Didn't have service down in the basement part of where this restaurant was.
Yeah.
So phone never rang. So I'm like, okay, well, they're like, all right, well, let us see what we can do for you. So they scrounge stuff up and end up seating us. And they're like, we're so sorry for the wait. They're very apologetic. I didn't drink at this point. So they're like, we can offer you a nice bottle of champagne. And I was like, that means nothing to me. And it meant nothing to my wife, too, because she did drink, but she was like, I'm not going to drink alone.
Yeah.
So that does nothing for us. They're like, well, you know, we'll get you a dessert or something. Then they hand us the menus. It was a fixed menu for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
The night before Valentine's Day, and the night after. 3 days, fixed menu, one set price. And Kyle, little 25-year-old Austin was getting paid chicken scratch in his first job in radio, which you can attest to.
Oof.
Radio does not pay.
Does not pay.
My first job ever paid even less than not paying.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's my first Valentine's Day married couple, so I like have to like kind of still fake it. Like, we're still kind of in the honeymoon phase. I have to like, you know, oh, this is nothing. It was like $125 or $150 per person, I think.
Okay.
Which today, again, like not like as we're older, that's still pricey.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, it's understandable.
It's bearable. You
right.
swallow it a little bit quicker. You go, whoa, that's higher, but okay, whatever. Like, we're fine.
Yes. So, or maybe it was just 150 total and it freaked me out. It was probably 150 total and it freaked me out. But so I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to grin and bear it and pay it. We did get a picture frame, it came complimentary with the meal. It was like a Valentine's Day package. They took our photo. And
oh, nice.
Put the photo in there. It was stupid. And Mayor did get a rose out of it. So I guess it paid for itself? No, it did not. And so then we're walking back out, and I'm like, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to, I just paid so much money for dinner. Get to our car, parking ticket.
No.
So there's $80 more that had to be paid. Literally just an overall bad night from having to wait and getting hangry for the meal, then eating the meal that we had to cook ourselves, to then realizing how much we had to pay just for two people, and then getting the parking ticket.
We had something kind of similar, not exactly that. So we went, before we moved out here, it was Haley's birthday, and yeah, we do the special week stuff, but we don't do like big gifts anymore. Our gifts are usually like, hey, we're planning trips. Our money goes towards that.
Right, right.
But like through the year, like Haley does a better job than me, but like there'll be like little things she knows I need. Like I complain like, hey, I don't have enough socks, like fun socks. So she'll buy fun socks and she'll give them to me on like the birthday week. One year she did like a full week where every day I just got a new box of cereal because I love cereal. Yeah. So like little stuff like that. So not expensive at all. So this year, because we were just about to move, like it was her birthday, and then I think the following week I was home, and then I came to Chicago the week after that. So we only had a couple more weeks left, and her whole thing was like, look, you're going to do the special week thing, whatever. I don't want anything because I don't want to transport it across the country.
Right.
Which I'm like, yeah, I completely agree with that. So our whole thing was experiences. Hey, we're moving back to Chicago. I haven't booked this yet, but we're going to go to, I think, the Cubs-Cardinal game we went to last night. That was actually the day we were supposed to go, I think, originally, where I'm like, hey, we're going to go Cubs-Cardinal game on this date. I'm not going to buy tickets yet because, obviously, we're trying to save money because of the move, but stuff like that, where it was planning out ahead. Architecture tour, hey, let's try to go on this date, but I'm not going to buy tickets, stuff right. like that. But the one thing I did book was a reservation for Rosemary, the restaurant in Chicago.
Yeah, very delicious.
We loved Top Chef the season that Joe Sasso was on. It's not Joe Sasso. It's Joe Flom.
Yeah.
He was on. We loved that season. So when he won, we were excited. And then we found out he was getting a restaurant in Chicago because he was from here. We were excited. And then finally, we got to go. And so that was the gift. And I paid for it. And it's not like I was struggling with money. But the problem is, you know, when you move, there's all the expensive. You got to get movers. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. You got to put the first and last month's rent or whatever. And when you're starting to rent. So we had already paid a lot of money, but I was like, you know what? It's okay. We can afford this dinner. I'm not worried about that at all. We were talking about getting out there. We knew we were going to have some drinks, but it was still a work night, a school night. And I was like, you know, I have no problem driving. I'm going to have one, two cocktails at most. We're going to have a full dinner that's going to fill me up. So I'm going to be fine and I won't worry about it. But maybe we should Uber. We looked at Ubers. It was like $30 to get there one way. And I was like, I can find parking that's a few blocks away for like $20. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. So we drive, park. It's kind of like this empty lot that comes out of nowhere, but other places are parked. You see the sign on it. Great. Parked, used one of the parking apps. Great. Have a delicious meal. We have such a good time. You know, we get a couple cocktails. We get as much food as we possibly can. We got dessert. And they gave us free dessert too. So we ordered our own dessert
nice.
And
yeah.
they gave, cause it was for celebrating her birthday. So they gave us like a little bit of ice cream. It was great. Go out to the car. Car's not there.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
So I'm hitting the button and I'm freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? Like my car was here. I'm starting to panic now. Go around front. You see the sign. Call if you can't find a car, whatever. So I call the tow company. I'm like, yep, I have a Hyundai Kona. Was parked here. I don't know why it was towed. Oh, we didn't have your license plate in the system, so technically we have to tow it. My license plate got entered wrong in the app.
Oh, no.
So they found it. They didn't recognize it. They towed it. So then we had to pay for a $30 Uber to go get the car and then pay for a $200 tow fee.
Sure.
Couldn't get that refunded. Luckily, we were able to get our car that night. They were just about to close when I called, and they were like, we'll wait. But that would have also been an extra money. So this expensive meal that I had no problem paying for ended up being very expensive
right.
after having to pay for an entire move.
So was the $30 Uber and $2 tow expense more than the free dessert you got? Did it equal out?
That's actually a good question. It was pistachio ice cream, so that's a little bit more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Geez, Tom Brady.
I had to cleanse my palate. What do you say?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.